Last time we spoke a lot about it was a mix of women not wanting to go to the mikveh, not wanting physical intimacy, and some questions came in on that topic. And I think there needs a little clarification or restating in different words for different listeners.
Okay, and before we go into this topic, you know, last week I said that I don't know you don't want to get into this, and this is not something for, a group call, and really this is a one-on-one thing with your Rav. To say this again, I think last week I said more than I wanted to say, but retroactively I'm glad that I did, but I hope you won't take this as a cop-out. I'm telling you ahead of time. I may just tell you that I'm not going to be able to respond to these questions at all. But let's hear it. Let's see what we can.
So the question is, how's the husband going to be able to be warm and loving as she needs, but when he can't help but feel hurt by her decision?
You know, I hear you. I hear you. That's what we were talking about last week. That's what we were talking about. Being the man, that means, look, I'm going to say some harsh stuff. And that's why I'm going to repeat again, no women better be on this call. And if they are on the call, if you're listening to a recording of this call, let me just promise you that listening to this is not going to help you feel unbiased. It will, God forbid, have a negative effect. So if you want to help your homies, if you're a woman, please don't listen to this. It's not going to be helpful. Really, it will not be helpful to you. It will not be helpful. And then do not come to me and blame me that something you heard, that after you heard it, it caused you a rift between you and your husband, Chas v'Shalom. Okay? Only speaking to men now. What does it mean to be the husband, to be the man? One of the things it means, okay, I'm not going to use Kabbalistic, Mashpia, Makabal. If you want, no problem. We could talk about it like that. But, I mean, that's essentially what it is. An initiator. Mashpia is the one who initiates. What does it mean to be the initiator? It means that you do not require conditions for being a giver. A makabel requires conditions for being a giver. If you don't give the makabel the stuff that she needs, then she cannot give anything back. She cannot impregnate herself. Okay? I'm speaking spiritual. I'm talking about Zohar and Malchus. So a makabel, if she doesn't get what she needs, she's not going to be able to. You know, you don't put seed in the ground, ground's not going to grow a tree. Just the reality. That's the nature of a makabel. But a mashpia is the one who initiates, which means that you give without any preconditions. You give without any contingency, without any prerequisites. You give. So I understand very well a husband who says, look, I have certain basic needs, and I'm not even accusing him of being grub. Let's talk about it on an emotional level, okay? He has an emotional need, and he's maybe even feeling not only that the emotional need is not being met, but he feels the opposite. He feels rejection, and it hurts, and he's in pain. I hear you, but you're the man. So you are not going to tell me or yourself that because you're in pain, that therefore you're unable to be the one who's the leader in the home and who initiates emotional energy in the home. Okay. I'm hopeful that this does not sound unrealistic or it sounds like it's lacking compassion. Again, this is certainly not something from a woman's perspective that she should ever, ever, ever think like. She should never think to herself, hey, you're supposed to be a man. It doesn't matter how you're being treated. You have to, have to be in good spirits. that would be devastating. But for you, for the man, you have to know that's what it means to be the man. Being the man means you're the initiator. That means even when nobody is preparing the stage for you, you create the opportunity. And you step forward and you do what you got to do, regardless of what you've been getting or how you've been treated. Now, I'll add a caveat, since I'm talking to who knows who will hear this, how many different people in different situations, that obviously if you come to a point where you feel that your sense of self-worth and your mental health and your ability to function is suffering because you are literally being starved and you cannot function. Okay, fine. So then that's a serious situation and it has to be dealt with. And this is not the context for talking about how to deal with it. But what I want to suggest is that we have to be men. And a man can take a whole lot more emotional pain. Not that we wish it on ourselves. And also, let me also add, I'm not one of these old-fashioned guys that says that men have to pretend that they don't feel pain and that men don't cry and that men don't talk about their feelings. For sure not. We do. We do cry and we do feel pain and we do talk about our feelings, of course, of course. And in that, with all of that, at the end of the day, you still have to man up. You still have to be the one who's going to bring home the emotional energy. You still have to be the leader. You still have to be the one who's giving time and affection and focus to everybody in the home. And you're not getting what you need to get. Okay, fine. That's part of being the man. If they would tell this to Hassan, would anyone get married? I don't know. Maybe not. But probably this is what they should be telling them, because I think, you know, now I'm getting into a whole commentary about marriage in general, but I think that young people today, you know, let's talk about the men, just about the men now, go into marriage with the opposite expectation. Not only do they not go into marriage expecting to be the man, but they go in expecting that they are marrying a vending machine. And I don't even mean that in the most grub way, although that too. But they believe that they're getting married in order to receive something, when in truth, when was life ever about receiving anything? It was always about giving. And yes, if it's really about giving, then it's about giving even when your own needs are not being met. Now, if there's a prolonged situation where your needs are severely not met, okay. So that's a dysfunctional situation. That's another discussion. We're not having it here. But what you think you can't tolerate, you can. You can tolerate a lot more than you think you can, and that's called being a man. And it doesn't mean that you're emotionally numb and you're out of touch with your feelings. Get a best friend and cry to your best friend. Get a mashpia that you can cry to. If you cannot cry to your mashpia, you need a new mashpia. Maybe that's the whole purpose of the whole call tonight. If you cannot cry to your mashpia, cry with tears, sobbing. You don't have to make yourself sob, but if you're in pain, if you cannot cry to your mashpia, you need a new mashpia. But you are the man. So, yeah, I hear the question. I hear the question. He's not getting his needs met. How can he give when he's not getting? That's called being the man. Okay.
Okay.